part two of our hobbies episode, and I bet you can guess which one of us found out how to talk about ranch? This coming up on Digital Bath Podcast.
I've got that name for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's that reason?
Well, I rip shit, bro. Like in a
like
game.
Like your ass?
Oh. Yeah, I rip.
Yeah, yeah. He rips his ass all the time.
You rip farts.
And I do rip like literal blood and
legit
tears.
Legit rips his asshole. Yeah, he's got ground.
Fissures.
Yeah, man.
Anal fissures.
Anal fissures. An unnatural opening.
This is your hobby?
Yeah.
No, that's just what he does. That's just his day-to-day
bro,
life.
Bro, I probably shit more than you read comics. I'm just saying. Like, it could be a hobby.
Yeah, I'd hope you do.
Well, yeah, comics come out monthly.
Yeah, I definitely shit more than you read comics.
I mean, I shit more
but
than
I mean,
he
like,
reads
literal
comics.
Time on the toilet. Don't finger me. Do not finger me, Nick. You talked about wrestling for fucking half an hour.
I did. You're
shit
correct.
Longer.
For several minutes and still get my topic done, son.
That's
okay.
Because you don't
what's
know what
topic?
To talk about.
What's
I'm going to talk about ranch.
What about
ranch?
Then
ranches? We started talking about buttholes, and I know a lot about them, too.
His hobby outside of music, video games, and movies is ranch.
Right. It's either fucking shit or ranch. That's all I got, man. And I figured we're going to talk
what
about
what was
ranch.
The first one?
Fucking.
Fucking or shit? What did you
fucking
say?
Fucking or shitting.
Oh. Or ranch.
Fucking, okay. Comma, shitting, comma, or ranch.
This is definitely your segment. Go on.
Sometimes I do them in a row. In an order that would surprise you.
How do you do ranch? Is that your butthole? Suck it up.
Yes, suck it up my butthole. I get my fuck on and then I go shit it out.
I got my fuck on and then I shit out. Sorry. Go on.
I was with that.
That was Ice Cube. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a
today
good day.
Was a good day. Didn't even have to use my spray K. I'm talking about my butthole. Today was a good day. Anyway, I love
waking up. Got the poop in my pants. Yeah.
Mama made the breakfast with a lot of hog. Gonna go cut another log.
Got no, a brother down because it's brown.
There is no logs in my life. It is a splatter situation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're what I was calling myself as. You're a K-cup. Yeah. Solids go in and liquids come out.
If I have a regular poop, I'm like worried. I'm like, what's going on?
That's your hobby, bro.
It is.
Pooping.
Like I watch it. Like I take pictures sometimes and share them.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I have.
To who?
Like if I have a good natural poop, someone's going to fucking see it.
I never have got one.
I have never asked you, hey, Jesse, you want
he
some
was money? Worried that you were going to add him on the list.
Don't.
Get ready for my premium Snapchat.
So, ranch.
Yeah, we're talking about poop now. We've changed it.
That is more of your hobby than ranch, let's be honest.
That's not a hobby, though. He just,
well,
it
he
happens
makes it
to
a hobby.
It fucking happens to him.
It's a big part of his life.
Yeah,
let's
that's
be
true.
Be honest, ranch goes in one hole, poop comes out the other. I mean, they're two
cyclical.
Sides of a coin.
Symbiotic relationship.
Something like that. More of a, what's the one where it's bad?
Symbiotic.
No, symbiotic isn't bad.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No, one person benefits.
Both people benefit.
Well, no, but symbiotic means that one's living off the other.
Parasitic is the bad one. That's where one lives off the other. Why there's parasite.
A symbiote is a creature that cannot live without the host.
Why are we talking about venom?
No, symbiote was a scientific term before venom.
A symbiotic relationship is where both things benefit.
Correct. You are correct.
Parasitic is where one takes from
but
the other.
But it's still symbiotic, right? Because you right. enjoy ranch and then you poop it out.
I don't enjoy the poop.
I like how you're trying to move him back into ranch and he's like, we're in poop town.
On.
We're in brown town.
Flavor town, baby.
Chris, talking about ranch. And I'm like, shit
no,
on my knuckles. I don't know why they're on my knuckles.
Because the paper wasn't strong enough.
I couldn't get it out. Got to reach up in
Chris
there.
Didn't have anything for this
That's
episode.
Happened once.
Yeah. You got to reach up in there and
I
get
had
it
to
out.
Reach in there. I wasn't going to the
why?
Fucking doctor because I'm not going to the hospital.
What did you reach in?
I reached in my butthole.
What do you mean, okay. What did he reach in?
But why?
Like, I had to poop real bad, but I was constipated, and my guts were all swollen,
yeah.
Right? But I could feel, like, it was like, You ever see your dog?
This is about
struggling?
The time where a lot of people are just dropping out of this episode. They're just turning this off.
Yeah, not fucking. Not fucking 25 minutes into your rant on wrestling. Now
they're coming back in right now. They're like, "Oh, poop talk."
There's a lot more wrestling fans
maybe
out there.
I'll just switch it. Maybe I'll just put the
pooping
first.
I really want to listen to people shitting the whole time.
Look, there was a lot of talk that was just a bunch of bullshit. This is real shit. Okay. What if all of our friends were like, that was riveting. The second half. No, the first half. Fucking whatever. I don't care about it.
We're at quarters at this fucking point.
Look.
So anyway, you were putting yourself inside of yourself.
I reached a figure in because I didn't want to go to the hospital. Like, that was my other option, was to go to the doctor. And I didn't want to do it.
Because you didn't have insurance.
Right.
Who does?
I do. You do too.
Yeah, I do.
I don't. Not yet.
Oh.
Welcome to the reach inside yourself.
Hell yeah, man. Touch those knuckles. Anyway, go ahead.
So yeah, no, I just
poop
I just
knuckle.
I
you
just
cleared
got
the way.
Started and then my body was like, oh, that's what we're supposed to do. So it was fine. But like for a second there, I was like, how's your father? Like that was where I was at. That's a term.
Yeah, it's a phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like must be an old person thing.
Yeah.
It's 40-year-old
like,
at least.
It's what the doctor says to you when you get your prostate exam, which is coming for you pretty soon.
I've already had that happen to me once.
I'm 27.
Yeah, 30. Let's see when you should get your
first. I had my 40. First prostate exam at 28.
And now look at him. Prostated up.
Yeah, I've lost a ton of weight because I'm depressed because I had a prostate exam at 28.
No, you hired a personal trainer.
Yeah, that too.
To check your prostate?
I don't think that's a trainer.
He trained my prostate. Anyway.
Nick, I choose you. I went Pokemon.
And one.
Oh,
and two.
Pokemon.
And three.
No? Fucking Pokemon?
No, I got it.
Finger
I got it. So you shit a lot.
Nicholas, I choose you. Come on. Is Pokemon trainer was sticking his... Oh.
Nick's like, Nick giving up on rent. So you shit a lot. Yeah.
like,
just
fine.
Talk about the shit. Just let's go.
Okay. So what had happened was, right? Like everybody, like, remember when everybody used to just like eat pizza sauce with pizza?
Wait, we're back on ranch?
Yeah. I'm not trying to do what you want. I'm trying to do what I want. We'll get back to shit, I'm sure.
Oh, which Hidden Valley are we talking about right now?
No, I'm talking about red sauce.
Marinara.
Marinara. Remember that? Remember when people would just dip pizza in marinara?
It still exists. People still do that.
They still do that, right?
Yeah.
But then along the lines, one of my friends was like, bro, you know that salad dressing ranch? Have you ever put that on your pizza?
That's how you got introduced. Is that little known? It's a salad dressing. It's called ranch.
This was in the 80s. Y'all motherfuckers weren't alive. You don't know. You don't know what it was like.
I was alive.
Wait, barely. Wait, ranch wasn't big in the 80s?
No.
Actually, it started in the 80s.
Why? So let me just fucking talk about the thing that I'm supposed to talk about here. I don't know how I lost you guys when I got on topic. So my friend was like, have you ever had ranch on your pizza? And I was like, you're fucking disgusting. And he was like, bro, try it. And he was a stoner. So I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a whirl.
You're like, you know what's tasty.
It was like, we're 12. You smoke weed. You're probably smart. So I did it. And I was like, it was like, holy shit. This is way better than fucking.
You made a Prince of Persia Sands of Time noise.
The only other sound I know from Prince of Persia is the fucking song.
I stand alone.
That's in the second one.
Right.
The Dahaku.
Yeah, but that song plays a million times if you've ever played that game. Don't.
Just the instrumental. Go on.
Right, but it's every fucking time. Anyway, so that started a lifelong love of ranch. And for a while, it didn't matter where it was from. It didn't matter what it was. You just You got ranch? Aw, yeah. Right?
You were a ranch fiend.
But what happens is, we start to get used to stuff. We start to get spoiled. We start to develop preferences. Now all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you only have Kraft Ranch?
Ooh.
You know, or whatever. It was Hidden Valley. Let's be honest. Hidden Valley is like the OG, but also the worst. What's your favorite ranch, Nick? Hidden Valley.
I don't have a fucking preference.
See? He's not spoiled. He hasn't been doing
No, I'm not. I love ranch. I do love ranch. I get it with a lot of different things, but I'm not spoiled. I don't have a preference. I'm just like, yeah, you got ranch? That's cool.
I know what Jesse's favorite ranch is.
Say it.
Arby's peppercorn ranch.
God damn.
That is the next level of ranch. I just talked about this, at work. I said, hey, guys, ladies, next time you go to Arby's, get the peppercorn ranch. And they were like, what's peppercorn ranch? I said, you have to ask for it.
You have to ask for the back of the house
ranch. Back of the house ranch. And remember when we went to Arby's one time and they were like, oh, you guys know what you...
You guys are kind of fucking sewers. They were like, do you mean the red ranch? And I was like, no. I mean the peppercorn ranch that you put on the triple cheese and bacon. I know you're hiding it back there. I want 2 cups. I want them full. And they were like, damn.
Okay. We got you.
Yeah, they
we got you.
They were legit. They knew.
You know what happened to me one time at Arby's? The motherfuckers didn't want to give me ranch. She was like, yeah, this is the same thing. I was like.
You haven't worked here long enough.
No. She tried to have me have a fucking packet of ranch with a fucking pull off with a whatever that is.
Yeah, it's like a ketchup packet, but ranch.
If it doesn't come in like the
cup.
In the cup, it's not peppercorn ranch.
It's not real.
Because they don't package that.
All you people out there, when you go to Arby's, if it doesn't come in the cup, you know you're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Almost rhymed. You almost had me.
I was like, I was trying my best. I was like, whatever.
Eminem would make it rhyme.
That's
not
true.
In the cup, you getting fucked.
Look, so anyway, right?
Fucked.
One time I was at Arby's, and they were doing the cheese.
5 for $5.
No, cheese. Cheese sticks. And they handed them to me. Yeah. They handed them to me. Motherfuckers wasn't done. I can't eat. I'm eating the cheese sticks with peppercorn ranch. If you don't know,
that's
you don't
fine.
Know.
That's fine.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever dip one into the other and then eat it?
Yeah.
Dip. What do you mean one into the other?
You dip the cheese stick into the peppercorn ranch and then into the red sauce afterwards.
Yes.
Marinara. Why do you? Okay. Yeah.
There is a difference.
The
some people don't.
Red sauce. Red sauce. I'm on season 3 of Sopranos. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, they handed it to me. They're still cold. You know what they did? Overcooked them on purpose. You ever overcooked a cheese stick? It makes a hole and all the cheese comes out. They knew what they were handing. They handed me some hollow cheese sticks back to like try and make me feel bad.
What'd you do?
I said, I'm going to need these remade. And then I broke them open in front of them. I was like, where's the cheese? Like they didn't know because it wasn't in the fucking
This is like
fryer.
A commercial.
Look,
don't go to
I
your
also
local
thought this
Arby's.
Was
going
to be 5 minutes long.
Me and Jesse have been hanging out for a long time, okay?
Too long.
Jesse is the one who will go, you know what? It's fine. You know,
He's getting better.
At the end of the day, it's just... No, it's if my wife's food gets fucked up, I'm like, oh, no, we're going to say something.
How no? Is that what you said? How no?
I said... I think I said that. I don't know.
It sounded like you were like, how no?
How no?
Oh, like, oh, no, but with like an extra...
Yeah.
How no? You probably get punched in the face.
My favorite thing that Jesse's ever said defending his wife and my girlfriend was, your job's not important enough for you to... Not pay attention.
Bump. Yeah.
Yeah, to not bump into the ladies.
I was mad.
Is that the bar?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Your job's not important enough to run into people.
Damn.
I said that.
That's some you go home and think about it shit.
Stay away from us the rest of the night.
They probably quit that night and was like, I need to get a better job.
He's right. I told him.
So yeah.
So ranch.
So ranch, yeah.
So we were at, what was the place that makes the pies?
Auntie Anne's.
No, the one across the street from the stop.
That makes the pies?
Yeah,
IHOP. Perkins.
No,
Perkins.
Perkins tried to fuck us over one time. We weren't having that shit. She never brought that ranch. You remember that day?
I do.
I went and found the gold.
Day for you.
I was scanning the room. I found the person with a fucking gold tag on because everybody else had silver. I was like, gold tag dude knows what's up. And he was like, yeah, I'm the manager. I was like, I've got chicken strips. I have no ranch. What am I supposed to do with my life? And he was like, I'll get you some ranch. I was like, it's been 15 minutes. She's avoiding us. I'm gonna need some new chicken strips. And he did that shit. Jesse was like, it's fine. I'll just eat these dry ass chicken strips.
Jesse ate them.
She brought honey mustard and he was like, this is fine. I was like, this is not fine.
What did you do with the old chicken strips?
We ate them too. Later. I'm taking them with me.
Yeah,
along
I have
with
ranch
a piece
at
of
home.
Pie.
Got ranch at home.
I know how to reheat my food. So ranch.
So pooping ranch.
Poop and ranch. Look, if you're going to poop out the ranch later, you want it to be a good experience going
but,
in.
Okay, so what's the best ranch-tasting non-ranch food?
What does
wait, what?
Like, it's not actually, it doesn't have ranch on it, but what's the one that tastes best to you that's supposedly ranch-flavored?
What? Bro, I don't know. I just eat ranch. Like, I don't
that
eat...
was
no.
Do you have an answer to that yourself?
I do.
What?
What's yours?
The Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, but those don't even taste like ranch to me.
I know, but they're still fucking
what
good.
What else is there?
That's it. I was hoping the ranch guy would have an answer.
The ranch fries from Spangles are pretty good.
I've never had those.
Yep. Those are pretty damn good.
Okay, so I had reverse wings one time.
What is reverse?
That's
the
where
legs?
I had the lady. I was like, here's what I want. I want you to take the naked wings, and then I want you to roll them around in ranch, and then bring me hot sauce.
What the fuck?
You live a weird life.
So the problem is...
And they spit in your food.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. But the problem is, the lady was like, oh, that's a good idea. I've never done that.
She was lying.
She wanted a fucking tip.
Yeah, she wanted a fucking tip.
Your psycho ass ordered some shit, and she's like, that's a
you know,
fucking
you know how
great
to get
idea.
The big tip? You know how to get the extra tip from me? Keep that fucking ranch coming. That's all you got to do.
That sounds sexual. How much and I don't ranch? Like it. Is that what Star says to you?
Keep that ranch coming.
Ew. I don't like that I said that.
Ranch
you
Ripper,
said that.
Keep that ranch coming.
Hey, no. Jesse, what's your thing about? Let's
Hold
go
on.
To
oh,
you.
Wait. It's also about ranch. Crazy. Oh, shit.
So when I go to a restaurant, I say, I need you to give me whatever it is, whatever we order. I'm like, I need you to give me as much ranch as you legally can. And if you can go above and beyond, I would appreciate it.
So you're like Ron Swanson.
He doesn't watch those
I know
shows.
More about this than you.
I know what you heard was I want a lot of eggs and bacon. But what I actually said is I want all of your eggs and bacon.
Yeah, that's for real. We've been at restaurants and they literally hand me a bowl of ranch and I'm like, you're my fucking dude. And that dude gets a fucking big ass tip. Break the rules. I don't care. I don't care if you're a man.
You're not supposed to give me out that much ranch.
What, does it really matter? No.
I mean, cost-wise, it matters.
No,
but
it doesn't.
Yeah.
They're fucking... other people get ranch and they just fucking throw it away. They don't even use it.
It's true.
Yeah, but they paid for it. Anyway.
They didn't pay for it.
Well, it depends on where you go. Buffalo Chris Wild Wings, you gotta pay for it.
Chris is the reason that McDonald's charges for
sauce
past
packets.
Two dipping sauces.
You motherfucker.
You know what? If you don't get something that's good enough for them, they'll charge you for it too. If you don't get chicken nuggets... If you say, I want this for my fries,
yeah.
Half the time they're like, I mean, I have to charge you 30 cents. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Give me my ranch.
You're a fucking $10 billion company. Fuck you.
They're probably more than
Yeah, they're probably way more than that.
No. They can afford to give me some ranch. They can afford it. Everybody
so what's
can.
Your point now?
Okay. So the hierarchy is house ranch at a restaurant or Arby's. Arby's. Peppercorn ranch is...
Jesse's saying no.
People fuck it up, dude. Old Chicago used to have amazing...
Old Chicago's
that
ranch
shit.
Is sour.
It's now
like
it's bad.
Sour cream with something
it's
else.
It's bad.
When's yeah, last, it's like sour cream. Exactly.
When's the last time any of us were at Old Chicago?
Like that
year
we
ago.
Used to go to...
That used to be
We used to go a lot, yeah.
Because the ranch
up the
fucked
ranch.
Up.
You know what else they fucked up?
Ranch.
Their service?
Their fucking baked spaghetti
rolls.
Pie. There
yeah.
used to be options,
oh,
and then they just
pie?
Made a one version.
Yeah, that was a bad move on their
They
behalf.
Also shrunk the size of their fucking pepperoni rolls.
Yeah.
They're little now.
And they taste different.
They do.
You know,
fuck
same
you,
though?
Old Chicago. Hey, fuck you.
Whoa,
not
still,
sponsored.
This episode sponsored.
They still got the Italian nachos unlocked.
Those are good. They
the
didn't
Italian
change
nachos,
those.
I got them this weekend because my buddy, Justin Foster, not a sponsor. Well, he sponsored me. He gave me $20 to go get Italian nachos for my birthday. We used to go get Italian nachos together. Back in the fucking day.
We did the Italian nachos. Okay. Talk yeah, about ranch.
I am. I got ranch with it, and it was fucking the worst part of the experience was fucking being like, I'm dipping it in this subpar
yeah,
ranch.
Yeah, because Old Chicago
watery.
Ranch is terrible.
I hate watery ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking worst.
My combat shirt, my Mortal Kombat shirt that says combat that we got when Mortal
Of course
Kombat
I don't, but go
out,
ahead.
Fucking got ranch all over that motherfucker. Because I forgot Mm-mm. that fucking Old Chicago's ranch is watery. Mm-mm. And don't act like this is not as cool as fucking wrestling, because this is fucking riveting for me. I'm into this topic, Nick.
This is definitely more entertaining.
Okay. This it's electrifying, as they say in wrestling. So
the most electrifying.
Where's your favorite? Man, I don't even know where my favorite place to get ranch. It's fucking Arby's, man. It is. It's Arby's.
That's so crazy. I mean, okay, not fast food. Jason's
yeah.
Deli.
Ooh, yeah, they have some really good
fuck
ranch.
Jason's Deli.
No, fuck you.
No, look, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I went to Jason's
fuck
Deli.
Fuck you.
No, a sandwich shop should have fucking mayonnaise. You know what they have?
What?
Fucking salad dressing.
No.
Miracle Whip.
They have mayo.
We went there together. You and I.
He's pointing at Jesse.
I was pointing at Jesse. We went to fucking Jason's Deli when it first opened. I'm sure they've changed because I threw a fucking fit.
Are you talking about Olathe?
No, I'm talking about Topeka, fucking Kansas.
That place has been open for a long time.
Right. We went there.
I believe you.
You don't remember this.
I don't.
Okay. I believe you.
We went there, and I said, I need mayonnaise for my sandwich. And the guy's like, yeah, we put mayonnaise on it. I was like, that's Miracle Whip. And he's like, that's salad dressing. And I was like, so not fucking mayo. He's like, mayo and salad dressing are the same thing. I was like, Miracle Whip and salad dressing.
I don't believe you
sweet.
That the guy said that.
He did. He did. He literally argued with me that they were the same
Jesse,
thing.
Jesse,
what year was this?
When they fucking opened. When we both worked at GameStop.
Put a year
at
it. Put a year on it.
We both worked at GameStop.
Put a year on it.
2013.
Okay, I believe you.
So here's what I have to say. Okay. Because no place in Topeka has treated me like how Jason's Deli has.
Yeah. They basically fondle your balls when you walk in there.
Literally, they are overly nice to you, and they have some of the best fresh food in all of Topeka.
And good ranch.
And good ranch.
Which is what we're talking about, not mayo.
Look.
Fair enough.
Look. They piss me off, okay?
Once.
Go there for the ranch.
Jesse, how many times have we been to Jason's Deli?
Oh, man, as many times as he's pooped, probably.
I don't think that's real.
It's not. But a lot.
Okay. Jesse and I probably have, at one point, gone like 3 times in 1 week together.
That's a lot. Okay, we went to Arby's like 3 times.
Yeah, for sure.
Jesse's like, bro, I'm getting chicken strips again. I don't care. And I'm like, you do you, boo.
Jesse's last day at the store, I was like, one last hurrah. Let's go to AJ's Pizza. They weren't open. I was like, all righty, we're going to Arby's.
Yeah. Dude.
Jason's Deli opened up in 2009.
We weren't even working together, Chris.
Chris, you're a fucking liar.
No,
but what else is
we
new?
We were there. It's fine. Because Jesse was like, dude.
Nick's like, I'm done.
Jesse was like, dude, just eat it. It's fine. I was like, no.
Mayo and Miracle Whip are the same.
They're not.
Anyway, store-bought.
Hierarchy. Ken's?
No.
You wishbone all the way?
Kraft.
Oh, wait. We've been talking shit on Kraft all night, and you're just now telling us?
They bought me Kraft when they were buying me dressing, and I wasn't upset because it was super thoughtful of them to buy me ranch dressing for my pizza.
So the Bateo household has a...
But I like all of them, honestly.
Has an accoutrement of ranch.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I don't really care for any of the home ranch.
Then why do you have so many ranches?
Because
you
need
it. Find one they like.
Yeah, you need it. It's still ranch at the end of the day.
See, for me, it's Ken's and Wishbone are right up top.
I don't mind Wishbone.
Wishbone's pretty good.
Ken's is okay.
I've never had Ken's. I've had Wishbone.
I think we have it. We'll try it with our pizza.
Okay.
Worst, fucking Hidden Valley, man.
The worst. Kraft is the worst.
Nah.
I think Hidden Valley's worse.
Hidden Valley is a needed evil.
Unless you make it. Do the packet.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
better. Well, yeah, that's some
better.
Different shit.
You can put shit in that. You can go to... That's my top tier ranch.
That's different. Like
the powder I use is... Hidden Valley.
Absolutely. Like, in the fridge, what does my mom have? She has Hidden Valley. But, like, when there's get-togethers, she does packet Hidden Valley Ranch. But that's different. That's some, like, you add some milk and some, like, there's some elbow grease mixing in that shit.
There's some
recipes
for that. Here, I'm going to give it out. I'm going to give it away. Tonight's the night.
Okay.
So,
Chris's ranch
on the
recipe.
Record.
The ranch
Ripper
recipe.
You want to make my ranch? Now, of course, there's a little special, like, I don't even measure part to it. So... You do
neither
all the
does,
best recipes.
Neither does Wolfgang, whatever
Wolfgang
his name
Puck.
Is. And he's like, it's always like a picture. You never know what you're going to get.
That's how I am. So what I do is I do about a cup of mayonnaise, a cup of sour cream, usually more sour cream than mayonnaise because mayonnaise has a little bit of an overpowering effect. And then I do a full, I have a container full of ranch powder, whatever it is.
Router.
You can buy it by the fucking bottle, not just a packet. I don't fuck with that packet. I just start dumping. You know what I mean? Just start dumping. Then I get the cracked pepper fresh. You gotta have the twisty.
Like the chef shit?
Yeah, you
but
gotta
you make,
twist that
do
shit.
Do you make the pepper particles as large as possible?
I go
small grind
you can
or
it.
Big grind.
I go
yeah,
medium.
That's a good way.
Mine is like 5 different settings. I go medium.
Medium grind.
Because I want you to find it, but I don't want you to be like, it's stuck in my tooth and I found it 2 hours later and it's so bad. I don't like that shit. But my salt is fine. I keep my salt fine. I don't want you biting into salt. I keep the salt as small as possible so it has a chance to
wrong amounts of salt can ruin something.
But I mean, I just mean
like
the size,
this podcast.
The size of the grains is real small. Yeah, I want it to hopefully.
No,
result.
We got it. That's what I meant.
I thought you were saying the size, like too much salt in general.
Well, that as well.
Yes,
when it tastes like a salt lick, you fucked up. You gotta go get more page. Ranch and
you
get mayo.
You gotta throw the whole fucking whatever away.
Whole podcast out.
You want the secret?
Just you can sex it down.
Fucking garlic.
I like garlic.
Garlic powder in that motherfucker is the secret. People are like, dill, blah, blah, blah. No, garlic powder.
No, fuck dill.
Garlic powder should be in everything.
It should. But when you put it in your fucking homemade ranch, next level. Sometimes it's a little much for other people in my house.
You only live with one other person.
She's a little bit, it's too garlicky. No, it's fucking, I want you to know that I had my fucking ranch later in the day. When we get...
She's still talking about the ranch?
Fuck.
You want her to regret kissing you?
Yeah. But she has to, you know?
No, she doesn't. Ladies and gentlemen, we by no means think that she has to, okay?
Someone gives tokens? No.
The Digital Bath Podcast does not condone feeling forced to kiss anyone.
Exactly, thank you.
Chris.
Black Lives Matter, go ahead.
Kiss you, Nick.
But I want it.
Oh, damn it.
I give you consent.
Back to the poop talk. Anyway. So, you mix all that together.
The poop and the ranch?
First of all, this motherfucker was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about 20 minutes into ranch. Go ahead.
So, then you mix it all together, but then you got to have everybody in the room, and hopefully you're at a shindig. You got to have everybody wash their hands and then do a little whip through the ranch to taste it.
No, you just trust yourself.
I have everybody taste it and give me notes.
What is this, some combine shit? No. You make the ranch, I eat it. That's it.
No, I want everyone to taste it and tell me what they think. A lot of times they're like, it's fucking perfect. But once in a while someone's like, could it be a little more peppery? And I'm like, yes, it fucking can. And then I do it because I'm here to please. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Goldberg. I definitely get what you mean.
I wished any interaction I've had with you ended in pleasantness.
Every interaction ends in my pleasantness. I'm happy.
That's true.
At least we should have a wing night. Let's do it.
Easter 2022. No, wait. Yeah, 2022.
Was that Easter we had pizza?
April?
You bet your ass. That was Easter 2021.
Easter Sunday, yep.
That we had a pizza party episode, and if you haven't listened to it.
Why do we have to wait that long?
Yeah, I don't want to wait that long.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Is the wing party before the taco
party?
That's
going to be real hard to... Yeah, anyway.
We should do a taco party, too.
Alrighty,
well, if we're going to do a wing party, we definitely have to have our arms by then.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Our arm.
So we don't have to touch them.
Let's find out when Quentin's opens and we'll let them supply the wings.
We're not making them?
Jefferson's?
Why not? Oh.
Thank you.
Jefferson's, not Quentin's.
Thank you.
Quentin's
the guy that owned Quentin's owns Jefferson's in Lawrence and he's
opening.
Is that
what it's called? Wingstop?
Wingstop is
we
pizza,
could do
pizza.
Wing, et cetera.
Wings, et cetera. We could do
their
both.
Wings are not that good.
Fuck you. They're not that
good.
They're okay.
They're
Wingstop. All right. Wingstop has some good wings.
Well, sounds like we're having a wing off.
Wingstop.
We're just
going to
wing
wings.
It.
Super runny.
Chris, ranch, hold on real quick. Fuck Marcos. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank
Whoa,
you. Fuck Marcos. Yes.
For
Marcos.
The price. It's
for
good.
For the price, they are more than adequate.
Yeah. For the price,
you're
it's
more
good.
Than adequate.
Goddamn right. More than adequate.
You fucking stallion.
No, I love ranch. Ranch is ranch.
I love ranch. I would hope so.
Ranch is the fucking pillar that all condiments wish they could attain.
I don't know.
Name
I think
better,
ketchup.
Name a better condiment. Ketchup?
I don't like
Are
ketchup.
You a
I'm
fucking child?
I'm just saying that ketchup has attained higher
sweet and sour
levels
sauce
of godhood.
Yes. Campfire sauce.
No, it's in one restaurant. It doesn't reach the
it's
pinnacle.
It's still a condiment.
Can you
and
put
it's
it
not
on
as good
everything
as it used to be.
That's
yeah.
Ranch
does not belong on everything.
I put that shit on desserts. And
I can't
good.
Say.
Okay, Chris.
That's some dumbass shit.
Yeah, you're
you can't
up,
test
that's...
campfire, though, because it comes from one place.
You can't what?
You can't test campfire because it comes from one place. How
Why
do you...
can't you test it?
It's ranch and barbecue
ranch
sauce.
But it's not, but that's their version of campfire sauce. You're saying camp, just that form in general?
Ranch and barbecue sauce doesn't just come from Red Robin.
I've never seen it anywhere
okay,
else.
Okay, how long have I been talking? Do I have time to go over how much
no.
I hate barbecue sauce?
Of
I
course you do.
Hate
of course you do.
Sauce.
What it the is, fuck is wrong with you?
Barbecue sauce is a bunch
you,
of other
it's fine.
Sauces put together with molasses.
It's fine.
It's great. Barbecue sauce is amazing.
Low tier.
No, you're low tier. You
Hot
are
take.
The lowest
tier.
Fucking
Hot
tier.
Hot take. If your steak can't live alone without barbecue
no.
sauce, it's not a good steak.
I agree
if
with
you're
that.
Fucking meat, period.
I agree with that. But
no. Wait, hold on, hold on. This sofa, be quiet for a second. What makes you think that steak and barbecue sauce are associated?
People, white people in Kansas.
Yeah, well, white
no,
people.
No, hold on. No.
They hold on. Get steak, and then they get A1 sauce or whatever.
That's
steak
not
sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
That's steak sauce.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
The same thing.
Fuck you.
Jason. I guess this is a racial thing because I
no
Mexican Mexican
no,
people.
Stop.
Next,
stop.
No,
you.
No, my family fuck has you. Never differentiated between steak sauce and barbecue sauce.
If there was ever any doubt that your boys here could talk about anything and everything, you know what? Now's the time where we prove you fucking wrong.
This guy just so like if we ever have a cookout and we're like bring some barbecue sauce, Jesse's gonna bring some fucking A1 or some Heinz ass fucking yeah, steak sauce.
What do you white people want?
Yeah. We talked about wrestling. We talked about literal shit, and we talked about ranch, and you just shat on this entire episode with your fucking A1 steak. So it says steak sauce. It doesn't
Jesse,
mean steak
same
barbecue.
Thing. It's the same fucking
it's
thing.
It's fucking not.
It is barbecue Jesse, sauce. I've never been as disappointed
okay,
in you
okay.
as I am right now.
Caleb, I know you're going to listen to this episode. Please, please comment about how dumb Jesse is about saying
so,
that fucking A1
so,
steak sauce
so look,
is the same as barbecue
we're
sauce.
We're in
okay?
Northeast Kansas, which is a stone's throw away from Kansas City. So we know our barbecue. And for someone to have the audacity to say that steak sauce and barbecue sauce are the same thing, I feel bad for you. And I'm worried about your child.
The entire Hispanic, everyone who's ever been Hispanic, even if they changed and now they're not.
No.
It's like, look, Mexicans think that steak sauce is a steak sauce.
Either,
sauce.
I just eat the steak,
either,
okay?
Either that's a deep-seated secret that no one has ever known or Jesse is
carne
just...
Carne asada, you put that with guacamole. You don't put that with fucking
the,
sauce.
Okay, the Hispanic people are of culinary intelligence, and I don't know what's happening.
Jesse,
right
wow,
now,
Jesse. Hopefully
Jesse,
they all are like, no, it's the same shit, bro.
I agree with you when you say if a steak can't stand on its own, then it's not that great. I agree with you on that.
But how did he say it?
Yeah, but he said, but if you put it with barbecue sauce.
What fucking ribs, okay?
Jesse's out here with the sirloin, like, do you have any KC masterpiece?
But I'm going to say this. Fuck you. Barbecue sauce is great.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's literally, it's
fine.
Ketchup. It is mustard. It is other shit, and it's molasses.
Isn't that what
and brown sugar.
Sauce is?
And brown just, sugar.
And brown
it depends,
sugar.
And it's fucking
it
amazing.
It's the fucking least best
no,
kind of sugar.
No, fuck you. You're wrong.
It's brown sugar is molasses and sugar.
Fuck you. You're wrong.
Kansas City barbecue is the greatest thing.
No.
Yes.
To
no.
happen to the Midwest.
Yes.
No.
Since Eminem.
Okay. We're talking about Midwest. I'm just talking about the best. I'm a Texas or maybe even a North Carolina barbecue.
No, that's some
you're,
dry rub.
You're terrible.
North Carolina does dry rub.
You're terrible.
Dry rub and I want my meat to be succulent and moist.
We're not talking about the meat
barbecue.
Right
hey,
now.
Hey.
We're not talking about the fucking meat right
St.
now.
St. Louis and Kansas City would not like you.
Right. I've been there.
No one likes him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere I go, people want to know. Why the fuck are you talking to me? Yeah. No, I've had KC barbecue, and it's fine. It's good. It's everything. But just give me the meat.
It's
and
everything.
And
right.
let me apply barbecue sauce if it needs it, which hopefully it doesn't.
Right.
It's called barbecue.
Right.
Kansas City barbecue.
Sauce. You don't have to have sauce on it. You can get it without. I get it on the side.
I'm gonna
apply as needed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm in prison tomorrow, you know why. I'm going to fucking murder somebody.
Because
tonight,
I
right
don't
now.
Like barbecue sauce enough. You live in Kansas.
I don't give a fuck. I don't live in Missouri where Kansas City is. I don't know what you want me to do.
Kansas City is a split city between
right.
two states.
And no one wants to be known
and
Kansas from
Kansas City.
Kansas City
proper is a shared venture between two states.
Correct.
Your mom's a shared venture. Between your dad and Jesus.
My mom's going to outlive your mom.
Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
How old's your mom?
Younger than yours, bitch.
I don't think so. How old's your mom?
My mom's in her 50s.
You're right.
Yeah, I was like, where's this going? Well,
my mom was 28 when she had me.
My mom was 21
right,
when she had me.
My mom was 20. I think they're right around the same age, actually.
I just said my mom's in her 50s.
Weird
and
topic.
You laugh.
Mine is...
My mom's 60. They're like, it doesn't matter.
My mom is not 58.
My hobby's mom's.
58.
Your no. hobby is mom.
Yeah, this is great. Weird segue.
She
was 28 when she had
and
me.
And how old are you?
I'm 27. My mom's 55.
55 and 60 are so far apart? That your mom's gonna outlive my
That's
mom?
That's not that
well,
far.
My mom would destroy your mom, bro.
My
Watch
mom,
it.
My mom's got a better quality of life, so.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm they gonna both, fucking beat
this
your
is,
ass, cut.
This is part one
they both live
of
in the country.
Hobbies.
They both live in Topeka. How
and,
my mom doesn't live in Topeka.
Shit that we're interested in and insight to our personal hobbies of the Digital
it's
Bath
Auburn,
Podcast.
Auburn.
Please join us for the next episode
dick,
of part two
my mom's gonna
coming
mom's ass,
later. Bro. We love you. Have a great night. Goodbye.